Morning to you. 90-333-105 is the number. We've loads of you contacting us about T Vital. Want to check with Big Phil. He promised me he'd go every night. He went last night. Phil, good morning.
How are you?
All is good. Phil Reynolds was at the show. How good was it last night?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was in the same arena, well, sort of the big field as last year, but they've moved the stage a little bit. And it was very well laid out. Not that it wasn't well laid out last year, however, it was just everyone was up for it, and it was really good, very, very good.
Did the Kings of Leon steal the show, or are people suggesting the Undertones were so good no one could be better than them?
No, the Undertones were brilliant, as were the Vaccines as well, but the Kings of Leon, they were very good. But I was saying to the person I was with, it was quite funny, because the lead singer of the Kings of Leon, whose name I can't remember, he said, well then, how are we all? And it was sort of obvious that he had no idea where he was. You know, the old story that they have the name of where they're playing on the stage or on the back of their guitar. But it was just like, how are we all? As if to say, I have no idea where we are. But it was brilliant. Very, very good.
It's just another crowd and I'll take your money. But they are good, aren't they?
They're fantastic. They did their new tune Super Soaker, as well as Sex on Fire and You Somebody. So that all the sort of old tunes in the last half an hour, and some of their new stuff at the start. But have you ever? I know you love your music. Have you ever witnessed someone play a guitar with their tongue before?
Did one of them do this?
That's what happened last night. It was pretty special, because we were near the front of the stage and we were watching on the sort of big screen, as close as you ever. You can't really see that much detail, but I thought he was just holding it up, and then it was pretty obvious he was playing it with his tongue. I've never witnessed anything like it in my life.
I wonder, did Jimi Hendrix used to do that? He did odd things for sure. Tell me this, having been there last night, do you still have the appetite for tonight, or has the novelty worn off a bit?
No way. Tonight's the night, because there's, you know, this is Snow Patrol, you know, they're my favourite band, and the last time I saw them was here, obviously my hometown, so that was really special.
Bangor.
Yeah, I think it was the biggest concert in history. I think it was 44,000 people at it. So tonight's obviously, they're playing Belfast and they're playing Vital, so tonight's going to be the big one. I know they haven't really released any new music of late, but I would say it's going to be all the hits, and it's going to be a special night, I would say.
And what about facilities generally? Could people get a drink? You know, was there a good atmosphere? Could you hear the cheers coming from Windsor Park? You know, what was the buzz like?
You couldn't actually hear anything from Windsor, and we did walk past in that direction. But I think with like Windsor, you need to be just a wee bit closer.
Especially when the Kings of Leon and the Undertones are firing out the decibels.
But it was fine. There was loads of police. There was loads of parking facilities. You know, it was easy to get in and stuff, and there was loads of security in there if you needed to know, you know, where the bar was or where the toilet was. You know, it was very easy, very accessible for everyone. And there was disabled facilities as well for anyone else who needed to use them. So it was fine. It wasn't as muddy as I thought it was going to be. It only rained, I think, about 9, and it was on till 11, but it wasn't very heavy, but it wasn't great either. But apart from that, it was brilliant. It was really, really good.
Okay, well, enjoy Snow Patrol tonight, and we'll check again tomorrow morning to see if the buzz is still there. T Vital, make sure you get down early, and tickets available via Ticketmaster or indeed on the night at the event. There are rules and regulations with regards to the tickets, but if you look at the T Vital website, you'll find everything you need to know. Now, when I was in Newcastle,